Financial institutions have been urged to align their financial support with the evolving needs of schools implementing the new curriculum. The call has been made by the Commissioner for Private Schools and Institutions at the Ministry of Education and Sports, George Mutekanga, who emphasized the need for banks and other lenders to move beyond generic loan products and instead design solutions tailored to the realities schools are facing. He notes that while the new curriculum is the right direction for the country, it comes with increased costs in areas such as teacher training, learning materials and infrastructure development. Mutekanga stresses that the very factors making the curriculum expensive should guide financial institutions in developing responsive products. This during a meeting for school heads and institutional leaders discussing how to access better structured financing organized by Cairo Bank in partnership with Furaha in Kampala.
If you are thinking about giving support, financial, how do we support the new curriculum? The new curriculum has 8 vocational subjects, and these 8 vocational subjects are going to address the unemployment challenge in this country. The new curriculum is looking at which opportunities can we introduce in our schools to ensure that every child that is in school can do something outside the classroom. We refer to these as projects. Now, how do we support these schools to have the new curriculum projects going on? Schools can be supported to have poultry farms, to have dairy farms, and in the end, all these are interlinked with the new curriculum.